What's going on, everybody? Josh Hengelman and Ben Raza here for awesomeo.com, and we are back with another edition of the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And whatever channel you're subscribing to, subscribe to a bunch of them. The regular Awesomeo channel, Awesomeo Odds, Awesomeo Fantasy Football. We've got a ton of content coming out right now. But you need to then head to nohouseadvantage.com and use the promo code Awesomeo. Get a $20 instant match deposit bonus. Free money is the best. Whether you're playing NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA contest, win some cash along with that free money that you just acquired. You don't have to worry about fantasy points. It's all about player props. Beat your friends, not the house. Download the app in the App Store and win big with player props today at No House Advantage. We had some draft picks yesterday. That hasn't happened yet. That'll go off tomorrow. But we are back with a little Olympic coverage for today.
We are. Olympics, I'll be honest, I think a lot of people share this. I thought the Olympics have been terrible this year. I can't find what I want on TV. The time difference doesn't help, but in the betting markets, you know, a lot of these games, you're just searching for value. I'm not looking to watch them, and that's what we're going to kind of try to do here.
Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go first. I don't know why. It's just a gut feel. I feel like you would have thought I was going to go second.
I did.
Yeah. You see? Counter logic. I'm going to piggyback off what we are seeing right now as we film this. There's a lot of basketball going on. France and the Czech Republic just played. France blew them out. They covered. It was a 9.5-point spread. They won. They're up 25 as I say this. And I look, some of the books have already posted some of the lines down the road. And I think these lines are going to move pending kind of what we see here. The U.S. gets the Czech Republic next. It's 21.5. To me, that's just not enough. This team is not that good in terms of their firepower. They just don't have the talent. And yes, the U.S., I think we all know they're going to have some competition against the best teams in the world. But we saw what happened against Iran, who's bad. And we're going to see what happens against the Czech. I think these are the type of teams the U.S. talent simply just wins out and wins out in a big way. So when they get against teams that have other NBA players and schemes that could cause them problems, we will see. But I have a feeling the spread is going to move, considering I know France hung with the U.S. and got it done against them. But I think that the U.S. in games like this is actually more suited to blow teams out. So when I see 21.5, I actually feel pretty comfortable. I think the U.S. steamrolls these type of teams, and then we'll see what they're made of if they get to, you know, France and these other teams again.
Well, we're both looking basketball for game one. I did not go to the United States. However, I am taking Argentina +8.5 against Spain at -105. Look, do I think Spain is better? I do. They've just got like slightly better high end talent, but I was a little surprised to see that it was 8.5. I thought it would be a little lower than that. Argentina lost by 18 to Slovenia, but they scored 100 points, and that came off the back of Luka having one of the most legendary international basketball games ever. He had 48. There's not a Luka Doncic on Spain. So I feel like that's a little bit of an outlier. If Luka's even just pedestrian, I think that game's a lot closer. It changes sort of the narrative against Spain. Spain beat Japan 88-77 in their first game. They didn't cover. I just think that these teams are closer than they are. I want to take the points. I'm excited to see the battle between Rubio and Facundo Campazzo too. So take those points. Wow. Argentina, 8.5.
Who isn't excited to see that? I almost said, I know where you're going for your first pick, and I would have got the game right, would have got the side wrong. I thought the plan was to short Argentina, and this is a first on the show. My second pick is in this game, but I'm going to Spain. But I'm structuring it a little differently. I'm not laying the points. Spain is minus, I see, you know, you want to shop the line. I see -435. I see -425. There may be a little better than that. That's too much juice to lay individually, but I think it's a great parlay piece. I do think that they're just significantly better than Argentina, and this spread is pretty accurate, but I look at it, I think they win this game a large amount of the time. So I surfed around and I thought, what can I use Spain as a money line piece? And I went to the tennis world. Novak is just unstoppable. Until he's beaten, I'm just going to kind of continue to try to do this. I in our previous video at Wimbledon, kind of got on him in the middle of the tournament and it was smooth sailing. Yeah. You pair up him to win the gold medal and Spain in this game, you get it to -138. And I'm very comfortable with that because I think Spain is going to comfortably win, and then I have Novak slightly over, you know, a standard -110 bet. So that's my plan. I think it's a good parlay piece, and with some of these spreads, that's really all you can do. You're not gonna. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend laying, you know, 4.25 units to win one in a game like that. But I think if you combine it with the right thing, it can be very, very effective.
Well, we're doing the same sort of thing for our second bets here. I also have a parlay using a larger piece to try to get a slightly better line. One strip of bacon on the U.S. men and U.S. women to win gold medals, -182. The women are -1,000. I don't really have anything else to add. I just wanted to get a slightly better line on the men. And
in basketball?
Yes, in basketball. Okay. I don't know anything about any other. I'm not handball,
US
water polo,
women's rowing team. I don't know what you're doing over there.
No, I'm staying in my lane with basketball. I don't know anything about anything else. I don't care about the loss against France at all. We shot poorly first game together. Now that everybody was back for the team, it might have even helped to lose, to really just be like, okay, we don't have any opportunity to play like garbage again. So the men's line is currently -240. Just by adding the women to this, I get it down to -182. And things got back to normal today, or yeah, I guess it was earlier today. It is 9 o'clock now, but this game was a couple hours ago. We beat the tar out of Iran. It was obviously going to be a win, but it was nice to see that we can get like back into shooting form. We were 19 of 39 from three. Lillard was 7 of 13. He struggled in the first game against France. I think that sort of aggression is going to help and propel us forward. And I think we just go ahead, clean out everybody once again, take the gold. And then obviously the women I'm not paying attention to because they're just going to win by default.
I mean, I already have a position on the U.S. To win gold in men's basketball. And did I want to see them lose to France? Obviously not. Do I think it really impacts anything? No. My only regret is I could have got a much better price if I just waited for that game. And that was probably a mistake on my part. But I think they're looking good. And I think the other part, I'm just going to reiterate my first bet, that loss, I think, has really shifted these lines against teams that, to me, it's irrelevant what they did against France when they play Iran and they play the Czech Republic. So I like that. I like what we've done there. We've got two up, two down in the Olympics, but our friends at No House Advantage providing us with excellent sides for this breakfast menu this morning.
I'm rubbing my belly there. Nobody could really see it on the screen. Am I leading off with our side of No House Advantage? Go. I've got two for everybody.
Maybe I won't even do one, and then I could just leave it to you.
I assume you're just going to give the two that I give anyway.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, tailing your Juan Sotos of the world. I'm going, you know, again, same formula that we've been doing. Madison Bumgarner. That's going to be a real barn burner. We got the Rangers and the D-backs. Set your DVRs for that game. But his over-under in strikeouts is 4.5 on No House Advantage. It's 6.5 in the real world. It is slightly juiced to the under in the real world, but again, not by enough. When you're talking two full strikeouts, that's just massive. So I'm going to go over 4.5 on No House Advantage.
Whether you would like to get Whit Merrifield or Jose Abreu under 1.5 hits, I think they both work. They are both currently -250 in the betting world, but it's even, obviously, at No House Advantage. So feel free to take either one of them. I looked for anything bigger. There were a couple -280s for the unders that existed, but they are not on the main slate that's going to be part of the early games today. So if you were looking for anything on the later slate, the main slate for today, Whit Merrifield, Jose Abreu, under 1.5 hits. Those are the sides for No House Advantage. We done again. I have no idea what we're talking about tomorrow, but it's probably baseball, right? Or NBA draft again. I have no idea.
It would seem that way. Like I said, whatever it is, we will keep you posted. What?
Grab bag?
Yeah, maybe a grab bag, wild card edition. We'll let you know. And chat, let us know. A, what topics you want to see, and B, I do want to pose this question to everyone who's watching, because you, again, subscribe to the channel, like, that really does help us out. But if you don't like the U.S. in men's basketball, drop in the comment section who does knock them out and who does win the gold. I'm very interested to see, does everyone think it's France? Is there another team, Australia maybe, that you think has the best chance? Let us know, because we want that feedback, and I'm interested to see how that shakes out.
I think we might see a couple people saying Slovenia.
Iran.
Not Iran.
No.
They are going to run so far away from this tournament shortly.
I see what you did there. Yeah, I forgot about Slovenia, the one-man ban. Yeah. I would love to see. If the U.S. doesn't win, I'd love to see that.
Oh, it would be sick. It would be really sick and a real good boost for the Mavs heading into next year. But we will see where we end up. Check that comment section. I want to know who you guys have. Good luck on any of your Olympic betting.